Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu. I'm here at the Geekery, here at the very first ever Geekery Con. And with me here for the very first time is Danielle from wonderlibrarian.org.
Yep, correct. Wonderlibrarian.com, yeah.
Okay.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, you have a lot of great art at your booth. When did you first start this venture?
I would say I got back into art probably about 4 or 5 years ago. I went and did sort of like a thought about being an animator when I was younger and then never kind of followed through it, but then sort of decided to do it on my own terms.
Okay.
So I kind of came back to it, and then I just was like, okay, maybe I'll just do what I love. And so that's where all the geek stuff came from, and I do Back to the Future stuff, and just basically anything I like or anything I feel just comes out of my art.
Cool. What's your favorite subject to paint?
This may be a shock to everyone that knows a little bit about me, but it's Back to the Future.
It is shocking.
Because it's my favorite movie of all time. So I've now also done a table at the Geekery, which is the best thing I've ever done, I think, in my life.
Yes, you have. It's a great table that you painted here of Back to the Future.
Yeah, so that was an epic moment for sure. But anything really like that I've always been attached to, like childhood stuff, a lot of 80s and 90s cartoon things, superheroes, anything's pretty much fair game. Like, if I'm painting something, you can guarantee I'm probably either watching it or I'm thinking about it or I really love it. So.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And it was really weird how we started talking just recently, because we met 2.5 years ago at Articon.
That's right. Yeah. It was a lady named Lara's event. She does Jaded Dragon Studios, I believe is her thing. And so I think she contacted me on Facebook and just maybe through Etsy or through connections, because that's kind of how things work. So she asked me to do that, and it was a natural fit, obviously, because it's the kind of art I love doing, and it was the kind of vibe that I like, but it was an art-themed con. That was pretty awesome, and I met you there.
Yeah.
Didn't quite remember, but I know that you had my stuff, and then we just kind of reconnected at the Geekery
with
your sister and all that. Yeah.
Not a lot of people do Back to the Future art, so I had bought some from you that day.
Exactly.
And then as soon as I saw the table, I was like, wait a minute, I know that art.
Yeah, I have a kind of a distinct style, which is kind of why I didn't really fit in art school, because they want it very realistic, but mine is very, like, in-your-face, bright, super black outline, so I'd say I've really kind of grown into my own style. So that's how I do.
Now, I know you've shown some of your work to the different celebrities
mm-hmm.
you painted.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
What's the best reaction you've gotten to one of those?
I would say that there's kind of been a few good ones. I really liked, I met the two guys from 90210. It was Luke Perry and Jason Priestley, who I'd actually ran into Jason Priestley one time on the streets of Toronto and sort of bombarded him, and he didn't get off his phone to take a picture with me. So that was our first meeting. But then when I met them again, they were just like, oh, that's so cool that you guys did those paintings. Like, it was me and my sister, so it was kind of like this dream meeting. And so they were really enthused. And in general, celebrities don't expect you to do something like that for them, so they're always really grateful, and they're just like, oh, that's cool, it's me. And, like, it's just kind of a unique thing. So it's kind of become a thing I like to do now.
Oh, that's great.
So now I don't do a meeting without having, like, a painting prepped and stuff. And Christopher Lloyd was also a great one, because obviously I wanted to meet him my whole life, and so that was pretty cool. And I usually write like a little message on the back just so that they remember it's from me and that kind of thing.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
It's a shame about Leah Thompson, because you drew a fantastic piece of art.
She got a fusion piece, which was Howard the Duck and Back to the Future, you know, obviously two of her roles. I'm sure I don't know how she feels about Howard the Duck, but I was scared of it when I was younger, so I was like, it was kind of a bit of funny thing for me, and then I just thought, you know, we'd probably laugh and be like, oh, it's Back to the Future, and so it's just something original that she'd remember, I would hope. But yeah, she canceled, but I'll see Jeffrey Wiseman instead anyway, so that's
cool.
Would
Michael J. Fox be the ultimate guy to meet?
I would be afraid of how I would react if I met Michael J. Fox, because I don't know if I could handle that much excitement.
Okay.
Because when it was Christopher Lloyd, I was just, like, exploding. My heart was exploding inside. And he's definitely the ultimate. He doesn't come around a whole lot, but I know he was at London Comic Con this year with doing the reunion and all that kind of thing. So I'm hoping with all the Back to the Future, Year of the Future type events, he'll maybe be around, and I'd be willing to travel to see him. So we'll see. Yeah.
What do you have planned for, I think, is it October 21st, 2015?
Yes, it sure is. It's my mom's birthday, actually. But I mean, so we'll do that. But then also, I know that there's an event that I would love to go to. It's WeGoingBack.com. It's a kind of a thing that they do. So they go to, there's all these events happening. Like they're doing the Enchantment Under the Sands. They're doing movie tours. A bunch of Back to the Future cast is coming out. So if I had my wish, I would definitely head to California, do that, see all the sights, make a video, like just meet all the Back to the Future crazies like me so that I can connect with that.
That'd be awesome.
Ideally be riding a hoverboard by then, but not the hat.
One can dream.
Yeah, and if I was in a DeLorean just on that day, I think that'd be enough for me. If there was a DeLorean involved somewhere in that day.
Nice. I'll put you on the spot here then. What from Back to the Future 2 do you wish was actually a real invention?
I think the classic hoverboard is, I mean, what kid didn't want that? I actually have one that I made, so I do bring it to concept.
Oh, that's cool.
It's not operational, it's just like a paper one, but I don't know, I think it's pretty cool. So that, and I feel like I read a lot of those things. I'm really interested in, like, they do a lot of comparisons, like, oh, what did Back to the Future get right? So I like kind of going over it and just remembering when I was a kid and thinking, oh, is the future really going to be like that? And then comparing it to what's actually now. So things like, you know, FaceTime and flat screen TVs, and like they missed the boat on faxing. Like faxing is not a thing.
Yeah.
But they kind of got like the Google Glass type thing and all that kind of stuff. And you know, so I don't know about the style. Like I feel like 80s is kind of coming back a little bit in a way.
Yeah.
But
plus, where I was stuck.
So. Yeah. So I mean, you know, but anything, any invention from there, ideally a flying DeLorean too.
Yeah. Well, they
flying
still,
car. Yeah.
They still have a month if they can churn out 14 Jaws movies.
Yeah. That's true. I didn't think of that. Oh, yeah, and 3D movies was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got that right.
They did get that right, yeah. The fax thing, it just reminds me of, have you ever seen the movie Blade Runner? It's in the future, and they keep announcing, like, Atari everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I haven't seen that, but I like time travel stuff a lot, so.
Great.
Anything of that nature.
Great. Now, where can people go to see you on social media?
So I have pretty much all the accounts. So I do have my Twitter's at Denica1. I have a Facebook, so facebook.com/wonderlibrarianart. Website, wonderlibe.weebly.com. And that's about it. But pretty much if you Google my name, Danielle Roy, I spell it with an E, so you can find me and have connect with me anywhere on there, Facebook.
Nice.
I do it all.
Well, it's great work, and I'm glad we got to talk again after 2.5 years. And
exactly.
I'm a fan, and I know we want to ask you the future events here.
Yeah, I would love to do those.
And thank you so much for doing today. I really appreciate that.
Thank you for having me.
No problem.
It's been fun.
We'll talk to you again real soon, and have a great rest of the con.
You too.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.